Hi, Sarah.
So this week is Valentine's Day is this week, and so we brought on two special guests. Introduce yourselves, guys.
My name is Isaiah. I am Sarah's boyfriend.
And I'm Peyton. I'm Lauren's property.
So we just brought on the guys to kind of talk about our relationships and funny stories and stuff like that. And yeah, so yeah, so how long have you guys been together?
2 years on Valentine's Day.
Dang.
Yay. On Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
That's his fault, though.
Can you tell us about that story?
I guess just like, I mean, we had been dating since November, and I don't know, we were going out on Valentine's Day, so I was like, okay, is he my boyfriend? Because it had been a while, but he never asked me, like, so I just didn't assume.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to be that girl, like, oh yeah, he's my boyfriend, and then the guy's like, wait, what? I'm her boyfriend? So I asked him later, or that night, like, hey, so are we just hanging out still?
I hadn't dated since, like, middle school, so I wasn't sure if people still, like, say, hey, do you want to be my girlfriend or whatnot. Yeah. I just assumed that people just continue to grow closer and then mutually accept that the relationship is mutual.
Yeah. So I found out on Valentine's Day.
That's one of the things that's always confused me as well. Yeah. It's like, do you have to explicitly like ask, like, are we like boyfriend, girlfriend, or does it just like happen?
Well, what was that with you guys?
I was like, you were like, hey, are we official or something? I was like, I'm not ready. And then later on, I was like, hey, want to be official? Yeah. That's how it went. So we did kind of ask at different times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, 2 years, but plus a little bit more.
Yeah. Plus a few months.
Yeah.
Dang.
How long have you guys been together now? Almost a year?
9, 10 months.
Almost
10
a year. Months. We've been dating for 10 months. 10 months. Yeah.
Our 10 months is on the 4th. So, almost 11.
Yeah.
No, what day is it? It's only the 8th.
Yeah.
Really rounded
so,
up.
Yeah, so only 10 months. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
That's it.
Yay!
Cool. How'd you guys, like, meet? Or, yeah.
We
start
met.
Dating? Tell us the whole story.
We met in leader training freshman year.
Cool.
For Young Life. So, yeah, I don't know. We, like, didn't talk to each other at leader training until college weekend freshman year. Mm-hmm. Then he... Do you want to say?
Sure. So, at Young Life camp, yeah, everyone, like, gets together in the dining hall, and it's just a ton of people. She was sitting at a table not far from me, and everyone was playing that game, like Double Tap or something.
Oh,
where
yeah.
You don't double tap your drink on the table after you drink it, then you have to, you know, do whatever the table tells you to do.
Yeah.
And so I intentionally failed because I wanted an excuse to go talk to Lauren. And so I failed, and then I told them that I would take a sugar packet that just says sugar on the front, and then go up to her and say that she dropped her name tag.
That's so sweet.
And I remember it clearly because as he like walked up behind me and it was like chicken night or something. So I was in the middle of like eating a drumstick. And I looked up and I was like,
I was trying to pace myself when I was walking out because I saw that she was eating and I didn't want to do that to her, but it just wasn't the best timing.
Yeah, I remember.
She looked at me so confused. Afterwards, everyone was hanging out outside because there was some kind of event going on and we were just talking because I wanted to follow up. And it's funny because Lauren's voice was like completely lost.
Oh yeah,
she sounded like a 10-year-old boy.
No, it was really deep.
Mm.
So I sounded like a man.
Right. Yeah.
It was extremely
raspy
deep.
Man.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, and then we talked for a while, and
here we are.
Then 2 years it took later,
him a couple weeks to ask me out.
Yeah.
Where was your first date?
The Starbucks on University.
Oh,
yeah. So fun.
Yeah, cool. We sat on one of the benches there for like 3 hours. Yeah. Then you know that's, yeah, that's when, you know, it's, that's good. A
good thing. That's true.
Yeah. So yeah. What about you guys?
How did we meet? Wait, was that a question?
Yeah,
how did we meet?
We met through friends. We met at a party.
Yeah, we had a lot of mutual friends through Young Life and like the honorary system at U of A. So Sarah had actually like messaged me on Instagram when I said I was joining Young Life. Like, we had like followed each other on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't know. For a while.
I don't
first.
Yeah, I don't know why. It was like over a couple of years or something. Yeah, I still have no idea why we followed each other, but when I posted something that I was joining Young Life, and then she commented like, "Oh, that's so fun." And then that's how it like initially started. It was just like through Instagram. Yeah, I was like, "Oh, who's this girl?" DMing me. But then after that, we met at a party, like through mutual friends, and kind of that was the first time we actually like physically interacted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It was fun. Yeah.
And what about your first date?
First date?
Oh my gosh. We went to Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah,
on ice. What?
We went to a Cirque du Soleil show on ice.
That's so cool.
It was really cool.
It was actually really dope. It was really fun.
We had been like, ours wasn't like getting to know each other because we had already been talking for so long.
Yeah.
So by the time we went on a date, it was like, let's go.
Yeah. The story with the first date was, so Sarah and I had been talking for kind of a while, and I think like too long. Like, definitely too long, because yeah. Sarah was very frustrated at the fact that it was taking so long for, like, a decision to be made. And so, at one point, she was finally like, hey, let's just be friends, because it was just, like, taking too long. And I was like, well, shoot. That's
and
unfortunate.
Then, the day I said that, I was in the library studying, and he walked past me with his friend, and I heard him talking about me.
That was wild. I was like, shoot, this girl's really great, but I just lost her, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah.
Did you know that she was there?
No, I didn't. She actually, it was funny, we walked like right next to her, and she was like wearing a hoodie, and she said she like pulled it over her head.
I was
head
like, oh no.
And like stopped behind her and like talked about her like while she was right there.
That's so funny. That's like a movie.
Yeah.
It was wild. But yeah, so the story with the first date, so we took a long time, I took a long time to make a move, and then we ended up going, we had spring break like already planned. And we were, I was going to Sarah's house in California, but it was now just as friends. And I don't know why I still went like on the trip with her,
but
it was fun. I still liked her a lot. And I was like, well, I'm not just going to be friends. And so we went to a week of spring break, just hanging out with like each other. And then after that, I think it was like pretty clear. It was clear to me at least that I was like, yeah, we're not going to just be friends.
Oh,
I really like this girl for sure.
Yeah.
And so I felt bad for like not making a move so fast. So I was like, we got to do something so fun for the first date. Cause I got to show this girl I'm committed. So we went to the circus, which yeah, it was really fun.
That was really fun.
Yeah. It was cool. It was really cool. It was an awesome show.
Yeah.
It was good.
Hmm. That's cool. I feel like our situations are kind of opposite because you guys like were friends and like already like knew each other and what you're about before dating.
Yeah.
And we like didn't know each other. We were so awkward like after that first interaction.
Yeah.
Whenever we'd
yeah.
see each other, it was like we'd stand kind of near each other and pretend like we didn't see each other. Like,
yeah. We would just hang out in the same group, like, group circle.
Yeah, but, like, not, like, maybe just say a couple words to each other. Like,
just greet each other, maybe.
Yeah, it was kind of awkward for a while.
Yeah. It was definitely slow.
Yeah.
At the start. Neither one of us knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's so cute.
It is.
It worked out, so.
Yeah. Because he was gonna give up one time, because I'm, like, pursuing me, I guess, because it was just kind of awkward. And there was like one Young Life club where we were like sat next to each other, but like didn't talk the whole night basically. And so later I texted him and I was like, sorry, I was so quiet and like just not good in group settings. And he said that me texting him that like
drew me back in.
Yeah.
Because there's some other guy that was flirting with you the entire night. And then
oh no!
You walked away.
There was?
Yeah, it was that one. I don't want to say his name, I don't know. but he was, that guy was friends with Josh. And you were walking the same direction as Josh, and so that guy was with Josh. And so I was like, okay, he was flirting with her the entire night, and they're, you know, walking away together. And so I was like, you know, this is, I give up. But then you text me and everything's okay.
Okay.
Dang. That was so close to not being okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and then her friend later...
Oh, yeah, and then Ash told me... Well, I told her that I texted him that, and she was like, why'd you do that? Like, that makes you seem, you know...
Yeah.
But.
Well, it's good
it's
you
good
did that.
Yeah. It's good I didn't ask her.
Don't listen to Ash.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, Ash.
That's my old roommate.
Yeah.
Just for the people.
So you guys have previous Valentine's Day stories, right? We don't.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. So this will be your first Valentine's together?
Yeah.
This will be our first Valentine's.
Is it going to be special? You don't have to say what you're doing if it's a surprise.
Yes,
but
it will be special.
Good.
But yeah, nothing has been said yet. Yeah.
Nice. All right. We'll keep that. We'll keep that a surprise.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, well, last year... Because it's kind of like, because since Valentine's Day is also kind of our anniversary, it's like a 2-in-1.
Mm-hmm.
So last year we went to Tombstone to this like haunted theater.
Oh, no.
Called the Birdcage Theater.
Yeah.
Because
oh, cool.
I like haunted things.
Yeah.
And we just like took a tour of it, and then they like, we like sat in the dark for 30 minutes at the end on the stage of the theater. So it was interesting.
It was a lot of fun. It was scary, even though like I don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just a dark room, and this building is like 150 years old, and the spot that we were sitting in was like the backstage of the theater, and then there was like a basement, and Laura and I had our backs up to that stairway that went down to the basement, and
no.
So it's like,
it was awful.
You know, of course, you're thinking about scary things.
Yeah.
In the
I made
dark
him switch seats with me.
Yeah.
Dude.
So, and everyone
that's
gets
so
all scared
scary.
At the smallest sound or
yeah.
the smallest light or something like that. And so, of course, your mind runs crazy and you can't even, can't even sit there. But it was really fun.
Yeah. And then some people are like, oh, I see something over there.
No.
It's like there's nothing over there. And then other people are like, oh, yeah, it's right there.
Oh, my God.
Scared, gullible people.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd freak me out.
And then on our way home... we passed like border customs or something, so it's close enough, and they're checking the car, and they like had to get the dog like in my trunk or something. The officer
no,
would ask me like, what's in your trunk? And I was like, I don't know, just a bunch of crap. And that happens every time I get pulled over, though, like they or that we go through a checkpoint, the dog always smells my trunk for whatever reason. So but that was kind of just funny because we were just driving home out of nowhere.
What
and
the heck?
I didn't know if there was something I didn't know about in my trunk.
Maybe before you bought it, like the last
yeah.
person
yeah.
had some sketchy stuff
yeah.
in there.
Yeah, that old lady.
Dang. That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what about you guys? Do you have any other stories or mementos for
Valentine's Day? Do you have any?
Stories?
Yeah.
You said you had one before that, before we started.
Oh, for funny stories.
Oh, for funny
not
stories.
For Valentine's Day.
Oh, you can say funny stories.
I don't remember any of my past Valentine's Days really well at all. Do you?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I don't have much to say on that one.
All right. Yeah. Do you have any funny stories?
Me?
Yeah.
I can't think of any right now, but you said you had one that I'm really curious to hear.
Oh, yeah. I was going to talk about my tattoo.
Oh, that is really funny.
Okay, so the summer before I met Isaiah, I got Isaiah 117 tattooed on my foot.
Oh.
And so now I forever have his name on my foot. Psalm 117 is a Bible verse for people that don't know, just to clarify.
I think that's so funny.
It would have been more funny if you got that before, like, 2017, yeah, and then you met him, yeah, like, January of 2017. Yeah. That'd be really so funny. Crazy.
That'd be wild.
But that's funny.
Close.
Yeah. Anyway. But yeah. That's my only funny story I can think of. I mean, I'm sure other things.
Oh, we have a lot of funny stories. I don't know what they are, though.
Oh. How about you guys?
I think, like, one of the funniest stories that it always makes me crack up. I told Sarah about this, but we went to Bisbee our freshman year. Or I guess my freshman year. And just for like a night. And it was like a weird weekend. It was a themed weekend, Alice in Bisbee Land. We didn't know that when we went. But yeah. So there were just a lot of really odd people there.
Which Bisbee has a lot of odd people anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. Really But we were walking, like, up this hill and, like, to where one of his, just, like, to this house. And I see this woman in the distance, and she's, like, kind of wobbling, and I'm just, like, watching her. I'm like, what's going on? And we, like, get closer, and she, like, stands all the way up, and she doesn't have any pants on. No. So we just see her, like, bare butt. Nah. And she's, like, in the middle of the street, and then she, like, falls over.
Yikes.
And I was, like, when I first saw her stand up, I was, like, I don't think that woman has any pants on. He just grabs me and turns me around and we, like, walk away.
You just turn the opposite direction.
Yeah, but I, like, couldn't stop laughing for, like, 20 minutes. Like, all the way when we were walking to the next place, like, I couldn't stop laughing, like, in a, like, horribly. Like, it was painful because my abs hurt so much.
So funny.
Yeah. But that was really funny.
Yeah, that was a fun weekend.
I guess this isn't a funny story, but I do want to talk about that lady.
Yeah, the rest of Bisbee.
That night.
Yeah, talk about the other lady.
The one with pants on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think
presumably,
so.
Yeah. It's funny because I was actually telling this story today to someone else. There's this hotel in Bisbee that's, like, incredibly old. It's, like, 114 years old. It's called the Queen Bee, or the Copper Queen.
Copper Queen.
You know, it's super old and worn out, and, like, the hallways are really scary because it's, like, this old carpet and the floor creaks when you walk around, and there's ceiling lights that are, like, really far separated, and so it's, like, there's light spots and then light spot, dark spot, like, all the way down the hallway, so it's like you can just picture something so easily standing at the end of the hallway or something. So it's just a super creepy hotel.
Yeah.
And like, in our room there's just some random portrait of some random person.
An old lady.
Yeah.
Like,
just super,
like,
old.
Right above the bed.
Yeah. And we had a really good night and everything, just around Bisbee, and so we were asleep, and the way that our room is structured, the baseboard of the bed, so, like, where our heads are, is up against the wall that goes outside to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then to our left is a wall that's, like, where the door is to get into our hotel room, and there's also a stairway right there that goes, you know, upstairs. And so we share the wall with the stairwell, and then underneath the stairwell is the door that goes outside to the pool area. And we were just asleep, and you know how sometimes, like, you'll be half awake, half asleep, so it's like you're not really sure if you're dreaming, but you're kind of awake at the same time. I hear, like, someone yell in that, like, half awake state, and so I kind of, like, chuckled to myself because I presumed that I was sleeping and that I was just hearing things.
Yeah.
And then so I was kind of awake at that point, and then I hear, like, some stomping, and then a woman screaming, and so I sat up and I was like, okay, that wasn't in my dream. Like, what did I hear? And then it happened again, the same thing. It's right above us. Just someone, like, stomping around, and then a blood-curdling scream. And then that's when Lauren sat up, and she's like, did you hear that? And then as soon as she said that, the woman came screaming, running down the stairway, like right next to our room. So it sounds like she's basically in the room. She sees, yeah, she's stomping and running
and you could and hear her like vividly, like run and stop and scream.
Yeah,
it's and like then she'd run and stop and scream and like do that all the way down the hallway, like above where our room was. Yeah,
it's like it got far away and then it came closer and closer. And just her scream is so like, I don't know. It's so bone chilling because it's just like you've never, like you hear screams in movies and stuff like that, yeah, and you know it's acting, but it's like until you hear someone screaming, you know, for their life. The yeah, it's like horrifying, especially in the dark, and it's like 3 a.m. Yeah. And so I was like thinking, you know, okay, I didn't assume there's a ghost or anything. I assumed that this woman, like it, we're in a, you know, Bisbee, I'm sure, isn't super safe, and so I assumed that this woman was like in legitimate danger or something, running from someone. But she goes down the stairwell and then goes out the door to the pool area underneath the stairs. And the thing that really confused me is that as soon as she got outside, she started pounding on the door, screaming for her life to get back in. And so in my mind, I was thinking, okay, like she's being chased by some guy with a knife or whatever. She's, you know, going to be harmed. Mm-hmm. But she was running from the threat inside. And then as soon as she gets outside, she wants back in. So I couldn't figure out like where the threat was, yeah, what was going on. Like yeah, what, yeah. I couldn't figure out anything. I couldn't articulate anything. And our window is, you know, going out to the pool area because it's by our bed. And I'm trying to look out the window to see, like, if I could see this woman or see what's going on. But I can't see it because the door is parallel with the window. And so I'm not going to go out there because I don't know where the
threat... that's afterwards. Should go look.
No, that's afterwards, after what happened next. Because I didn't know where the threat was. I don't want to go out and endanger myself if there's, you know, five guys, one outside and one guy inside and, you know... Yeah. I don't know where the threat is, and, you know, I don't know what's going to happen if I let this lady in, if she's just crazy and she's going to, like, devour me or something if I let her in. And so, but I was looking out the window. Lauren was telling me to get away from the window because she didn't know what was going on either. But then two guys came from, like, the opposite end of the pool area with flashlights, and they, like, they didn't look threatening or anything, but they came up to her and to see what was going on, and then one of them... You know, as soon as I saw people and I knew that they weren't a threat, that's when I wanted to go outside because I was like, all right, those people already, you know, sacrificed their safety. I can go outside and, and see what's going on. But Lauren didn't let me because she, you know, she was scared, didn't want me to leave her. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that night we also just said, I love you the first time.
Yeah. So, can you imagine?
Before.
I say I love you and then I die.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then those guys, one of them comes up to her, and then the only thing I can see from the window is that she, like, the guy's picking her up, and she's, like, you know, holding herself in his arms and burying her face in his chest, and he just walks away with her, and that's literally all we know.
Yeah,
that's,
we don't know
anything, because we, in the morning, we asked the hotel staff if they heard anything, or if they heard anyone complain about anything, and they said that there was nothing going on, so.
What the heck?
Yeah,
we
still have no clue as to what could have possibly happened.
But there were, like, I think other people asked what happened, but there was nobody at the desk or something.
I don't even...
Because there was another couple that was leaving around the same time, and they were like, oh, yeah, like, what was that? And we were like, I don't know. They don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
no one knows what's going on.
So, and I looked up reviews online to see if they do stuff like that to scare people.
Yeah.
And there was nothing.
But it's like,
and I can't imagine they would do that to scare people because it was so intense. Like,
yeah. I would have, like, the rights to sue them for PTSD or something.
Yeah.
I was, like, screwed up for, like, the next 2 weeks. If I heard anyone outside my room or my apartment, I would, like, get a jolt of fear. Because it's, like, just hearing someone outside is the comfort of my own home.
I wanted to leave right after that. I was like, I want to leave. We're leaving. We're going to the car.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really hard to fall asleep right after that.
Yeah, gosh.
But just the scream playing over and over in my head.
Yikes.
Our heads. But, yeah, that's a good story now.
Dang.
Yeah, you're good at telling it. I would have.
I've told it a lot of times.
Wow.
It's a big chunk in my brain.
That is a really good story.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
I know.
Have we had any scary things happen?
I don't think we've had any scary things.
Yeah.
You almost just died.
I did just almost die.
Yeah, do you want to tell us about that?
I don't know. That's becoming a trend, and that's kind of unfortunate.
Oh, yeah.
With Sarah just, like, picking me up after I've injured myself in some sort of way. But, last year, you called
me, and you were like, hey, I just fell off my skateboard. Yeah. Could I come over?
Last year, I always would grab onto, like, vehicles as they passed by to get to class faster while on my skateboard. And so I would wait till they... I would sit at, like, a stop sign and wait for, like, a truck to stop at the stop sign. And then I'd grab on and take it to class. And one day... I've done it so many times before, but one day... I think the guy, like, saw me on the back, and he was like, oh, let's go a lot faster. And so there was, like, a split second where I was like, I should probably let go. But by the time I, like, thought of that, it was, like, already too late, and we were just going too fast. And so I ended up, like, falling off and rolling a couple times. But so I called Sarah, and Sarah had to come, or I went to Sarah's house, and she was the one to, like, clean my wounds and stuff. It was awful. Nice. But then, yeah, just earlier this week, I was in a bicycle accident, and I don't entirely know what happened this time because I was unconscious. I got knocked out, but I was on my bicycle, and, like, I think someone pulled in front of me, I don't know, and I was dodging them, and my tire got stuck in the track of, like, the light rail, and that's all I remember, if I'm even remembering that correctly. I'm not entirely sure. But then I just woke up with medics around me, and so I had to call Sarah to come pick me up that time, and she spent the day with me in the ER. But I hope that is not becoming a trend, because, like, right now we're at, like, one per semester. So,
on average. That's not good. So,
let's hope that doesn't continue, because that would not be fun.
Yeah, but now you have, like, staples in your head, concussion, broken nose.
Yeah, it's not fun, but, yeah. So Sarah has had to pick me up multiple times for reasons like that, which is, yeah.
And you're not, like, an unsafe person.
I'm not an unsafe person at all, except maybe the...
Well, the grabbing on your shirt. That wasn't safe.
That's, like, not technically safe, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, other than that, I feel like I'm a pretty safe guy, you know? Yeah, I don't know. But wild.
Yeah. So that's our couple story in the ER visits.
Well, what are some of your, like, best memories so far?
Oh, my gosh.
Best memories.
We have really good... We've been a lot of places together, actually, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. For his birthday, just, like, a couple weeks ago, we went to New York, and we did everything there. We spent his, like, 20... Like, when he turned 21 at midnight, we were in the Sky Room, which is, like... It's just, like, super up high, and it's a dance club, and kind of super bougie.
Really bougie.
Like, I was like, do I belong here? I was like, I'm just gonna walk around like I do.
Yeah, we've done a lot of traveling together, and I think we'll continue to do a lot together, because Sarah was the main reason I went to Thailand. Like, I went to Thailand because she had gone the previous year, but then since then we've gone to, like, we've been to Colorado together. And then
that was fun.
We went to a wedding in Oregon together, and Sarah's from California, so we've been to California multiple times together, and then we've been to New York together.
Yeah.
So,
cool. Yeah.
So we've been traveling a lot, so that's been really fun.
That's been really fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can't think of any, like, I mean, one of our friends had an allergic reaction in Colorado. That's not really a couple story that has to do with us. We just had to make sure she didn't die.
Yeah.
In Portland, did anything happen?
I don't know. I'm struggling to think about it. I should have, like, written things down.
I have a concussion.
I have a concussion. That's what I've been blaming everything on in the last 3 days. Yeah.
It's a good excuse.
I think it is, too. No, I feel like we've done, like, a lot.
I know, I feel like we should have stories.
Yeah, all these places, I feel like,
but,
a lot of...
I don't know, my favorite memory was probably New York with you, or honestly, we talk about this a lot, but one time we just went and got sandwiches from Jimmy John's and laid in bed and ate them, and that was our favorite memory so far. Like, our
favorite
date.
Those are some of the best nights.
Yeah.
Just pigging out and laying down.
Continually, that is, like, one of my favorite dates. Like, we've been, like, a lot of places. Like, we've been, like you said, we've been to, like, the tallest bar in New York City, and, like, we've been to, like, Broadway shows together and, like, places in Oregon, but, like, continually, like, my favorite date is when we were just, like, it was, like, 11 at night, and we were just, like, we're kind of hungry, so we walked to Jimmy John's and bought sandwiches and then came back and, like, ate him in bed.
Nice.
Yeah, but it was so great.
Like hanging out with him.
Oh, hanging out with you too.
Jiv, what's your best memory?
I don't know. There's like been a lot too. I think our weekend in Bisbee is like both of our favorites, but we already talked about that, so we'll move on.
We've done a lot of exploring of like Arizona.
Yeah,
you have.
Did a lot of day trips. Sedona, the Grand Canyon.
Dang. Did you guys hike the Grand Canyon together?
We didn't hike it.
Yeah, we just
well, we like
we
hiked
down,
into
like,
it a little bit.
Dang, that's cool.
We were just there for the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So fun.
That was
camping.
A lot of driving that day.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Are you guys into driving with each other?
Yeah.
Do you guys
yeah.
enjoy that? What's the go-to when you're in the car together? Is like the radio on? Are you listening to music, podcasts? Or
typically
are you just
music.
Like talking?
Yeah,
music, some podcasts.
Yeah, typically only if we drive to California, we have a podcast on.
Yeah.
So, which we've done a good amount of driving to California because her parents have a condo in Huntington, so that's
nice.
Where we vacation usually.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we've been in Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
That was a good trip too. I don't know, it's hard to pick out like the best memories because each of them have like good parts. We went to Karchmo Caverns. We went trick-or-treating last year as Peter Pan and Tinkerbell, and
so
those are
fun.
My favorite characters, so that was a really good memory, and that was so much fun. He put on tights for me.
I did. When we went to the Grand Canyon, after, you know, we were done and everything, we only had lunch, and so we were driving back, and we wanted to eat something, we were pretty hungry, so we didn't want to wait. So there's this one like steakhouse right outside like the border of the national park, and we went in there because it looked good and everything. And we went in, and it was like the most uncomfortable environment I've ever been in.
Yeah,
it was so weird.
The hostess barely spoke English. I don't even know what language. Like, she's from like Russia or something.
But they all were like Russian.
Yeah, every waitress had some kind of accent, and we walked in, and they like just looked at us weird, like waiting for us to ask if we can have a table.
Yeah.
And then so once we asked for a table, she sat us down, she gave us these menus, and the tablecloth was like this fake like cow skin, like it like
oh,
on the
yeah.
table, so
like
it's
furry.
Like, but well, it wasn't even furry, it was just like it was just a rubber thing that looked like it was like the pelt of a cow.
Oh. What
it was
the
super
heck?
Weird. And the restaurant was incredibly quiet, and
yeah,
so like
so
as we walked
quiet.
In, everyone
weird.
Was like looking at us like we don't belong there, like it's some secret club that we just stumbled upon. And
what
the menu was so weird, like everything was incredibly expensive. It was like $20 for like every meal, and they had things like such weird meals, like snake meat.
The snake was
like,
the cheapest thing.
Yeah.
Did you guys get it?
No.
No, we left.
Yeah, we looked at the menu and left.
We got water, and then we were like, I'm so sorry, but we're going to...
Yeah, it's just too weird.
Oh my God.
It was too much.
Which, is if it's the cheapest thing, it just means that they have a lot of snake back there.
Yeah.
Dang.
And then, so we drove like an hour to go to Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, which was still pretty rough because it was late. We went to Cracker Barrel in Flagstaff.
Yeah.
And you know, if you go to Cracker Barrel, have you been to Cracker Barrel?
I haven't.
It's incredible. And
it's our favorite.
Yeah. These,
really good.
They have these gigantic portions, and so it's like I was incredibly full, and we still had like a 3-hour drive home.
Yeah.
And all of Flagstaff to Phoenix is just like terrifying hills and cliffs and stuff, and so it was super late, and I was full and tired, and it was stressful, but it was worth it.
Yeah.
So.
That's good.
I've had last time we were in Flag to going home, I'm like was so tired Prescott.
Oh yeah.
I was like, I don't know why I was so tired, but I was like, oh, Isaiah, you need to drive. I need to get out and drive.
So that was fun.
That was a fun trip.
That was a fun
My
trip.
Friend like goes to Emory Riddle, and so he flies airplanes, or he's going to school for that, to be a pilot, I guess is the correct term.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, I'll take you up if you guys want to come. So for Christmas, we went, for his Christmas present, we went up.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It's like a personal plane? Like
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
He like super hooked it up.
Nice.
Like, what the heck?
That's so cool.
It was so fun. It was cool to be able to see Sedona from, like, up above.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never done that before.
You got to see, like, all the red rocks.
It was cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to most with each other?
Ooh.
Not like, future, near future.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like an event or like...
I don't know.
Okay, cool. I need a second. Do you have an answer?
I don't know. Like... spending more time together.
When Lauren graduates college and gets a job and I get to hang out at home and she's the breadwinner.
There you go.
I'm the house dad.
We're going to Rome this summer.
Oh, yeah.
No
way. That'll be so fun.
With my family.
That'll be so fun.
But as far as our relationship, yeah. More time together.
Do you have anything coming up?
I don't know. I have two things. So
go.
Well, so I think this summer is pretty likely that Sarah and I will be in separate locations, unfortunately. But I'm really excited to visit her wherever she's at and have her come visit me, because that'll just be like two more states off of our like list of hitting every state and, like, our travels. So I'm really excited for that. And then, like, more, like, this is serious, but it's, like, kind of cheesy. Like, really cheesy, I guess. But Sarah has, like, this, like, when she's, like, when she thinks something is really funny, she, like, has this, like, squeal. I don't know if you've heard it before, but it's, like, just the way she laughs. I don't know. It's really unique. And I've been noticing it a lot recently. I noticed it a lot when we were at a comedy club in New York. When we were in New York, we went to a comedy club. And it was hilarious. But I've never heard her, like, laugh like that, like, before. I've heard, like, a couple times, but, like, a lot. But I'm really looking forward to trying to find as, like, many ways to, like, get her to, like, make that sound again. So.
Stop.
I love it.
That's a good one. Yeah. You screech a little bit then or something like that. I don't know what it is.
It's really funny. It's cute. It's really funny. But I'm really excited to figure out how to trigger that.
Yikes. Well, I don't know. I'm just excited to keep getting to know you and keep traveling and keep having fun. I don't know. Also, there's a lot of, like, local Tucson things that I think would be really fun to do together. So just, like, experiencing new things. Mm-hmm. I guess that's kind of classic, but that's all I have.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, should we wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Well, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed listening to our cheesiness.
Yeah.
And, we hope you all have a good Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on, guys, and
thank you. Yeah,
doing all this and talking about our relationship
and being our boyfriend. We like you guys a lot.
But yeah, okay, thank you so much, guys. Are we gonna do social media?
You can follow our Instagram. It's at podcast.qlc, which is also our email at podcast.qlc@gmail.com. And we also have a Facebook page, which is Quarter Life Crisis. So follow, like, let us know if you want to be on our podcast.
Yeah, and any feedback you have, too. Cool. Right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.